I remember a 28-year-old young man. I sat down there at Sky Chef one day at the dinner table, and I talked to this young man about Jesus. I said, son, he was just sitting there. He sat down with me. And so I started talking to him. I said, son, you need Jesus. Nah, he said, I've heard about that. But he said, you know, I don't want that now. I want to run around and have a good time. Then I'll maybe when I get old, I'll make Jesus Lord of my life. I said, son, you don't know what tomorrow holds. He said, I'm 28 years old. I'm healthy as a horse. I'll still be around many years from now. Just a matter of weeks later, he went out with his buddies, and they all got to drinking. Had a little bit too much to drink. He had a Jeep. He forgot to fasten a seatbelt, ran up on a curb, a little high embankment, turned it over, and before it turned over, he fell out under it, and the Jeep rolled over on him and killed him dead as a hammer. Wonder where he's at today. In the wrong place, I got a feeling. Now see, you know what happened when he got up there, and the Lord says, he said, but Lord, I didn't know. He said, on this date, at this time, and this second, I sent one of my sons to tell you about me. And you didn't believe him. You told him you didn't need me. That's sad, isn't it? I'm completely convinced that young man that I sat at that table with that day and talked to is burning in hell today. Awful. It's awful to think about that. It's awful. You know, but at least I've talked to him. You know, the Lord won't be able to say to me, I sent you there to talk to him that day and you didn't tell him. I sent him right across the table from you and told you in your spirit, by the Spirit, that to tell him about me. But he said, I sent him there and you did it. So his blood's not on your hands. You told him. He wasn't willing to listen. That's something too, isn't it? It really is. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, now here's again this name. What's he appealing in? In the name of who? The name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we appeal to such people. No, we command them. See, Paul knew the seriousness of going to hell, didn't he? He knew. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, this is the NLT that we're reading out of tonight. It says, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we appeal to such people. No, we command them. Settle down and get to work. Earn your own living. Now, how many times have you heard somebody in a church tell somebody to do that? I can't find a job. Don't tell me you can't find a job. Get out there. You can go to work at McDonald's. There's a place out there you can work. Yeah, you may not make $20 an hour. You know? Everybody would like to make $20 an hour. Yeah, that's no big deal. No, I don't want 20. I want 50. You know? Hey, if we're going to be selfish about this whole thing, let's just put it up there somewhere, right? You know, if you're really going to be a pig about this thing, why settle for 20? You know, who would want to work for so little as 20? But, you know, if you ain't got a job and you're starving, $5 an hour will get, you know, you can eat. Yeah, you get something to eat. Man, I ain't proud. I mean, I remember when I went to school, when I was going to school, after I got back from Vietnam, I stopped at a service station. When I went to Tulsa and got all signed up to go to school, when I went down the street, I stopped at the first gas station, and that's when they used to still pump gas. And I asked the guy, I said, do you need anybody to pump gas? He said, no, but this right down the street, that guy's looking for somebody yesterday. If he hadn't found somebody, you can probably go to work down there. I went down there and I said, you looking for somebody to pump gas? He said, I sure am. I said, I'm your man. I'm ready to go to work. He put me to work for a few little measly dollars an hour. It was a fraction of what I was making in a shop working, but now that I'm going to school, I can't be so selective. I need a job, and I need one right now, you know, because I hadn't got a large bank account to keep me going. And so I worked there for, I think it was 3 months, pumping that gas. Man, I was the best guy, washed them windshields, and I run around there 90 miles an hour. And then one day somebody told me, you know, Centerline Valves hiring. And they paid about 50 cents an hour more than that gas station did. So I went down there one afternoon, and the guy, he said, what can you do? I said, anything you got. I said, I understand y'all are paying this much money to start. He said, yes, we are. I said, for that kind of money, I'll do anything. Sweep floors, grind valves, do anything. He said, I like your attitude. He said, come on in. I want to show you what I want you to do. He took me out there and he got these great big 36-inch stainless steel valves, butterfly valves. They got four big 2-inch square casting lugs on them. He said, you're to grind those off with a grinder. That's what I want you to do. I said, I'll do it. Boy, you talk about a dirty critter. When I come in at night, grinding that stainless steel, that stuff flying everywhere. I mean, when I got through taking a bath, when I come home night, there was a black ring that wide and an 1/8 inch thick all the way around the tub. I mean, I was a dirty critter, but it paid 50 cents an hour more than I made down to that station. And since I didn't grumble and complain and I'd done a good job, one day the guy come out here and he says, Scrivener, I got to have somebody working on the deburring bench up here. It pays another 10 cents an hour. Would you like to do that? I said, yes. That was a pretty dirty job, too. I'd done the best job on the deburring bench, a lot smaller, a lot easier. Wasn't near as dirty. It's dirty, but wasn't as dirty as that other one. And then after I'd done a good job there, one day a guy come over and said, will you come help me set up this turret lathe? I said, sure. I went over there and he said, put this in here. Okay, I'm trying to learn. And after I did one or two with him, one night there was nobody there to set him up. And the foreman says, Scrivener, didn't I see you helping so-and-so set up them turret lathes? I said, yes, sir. He said, you think you can set up one by yourself? I said, yes, sir. He said, well, go over and set it up for this job to do this, this, and this. I went over and I put the bits and the boring bars and the cutting tools and everything and set them up and run a test on it and got it perfect. I said, okay, it's ready for the guy to run it. He said, man, you do good. He said, that pays another 50 cents an hour. Hey, you see what I mean? I just kept on going, working hard. Man, I'm getting rewarded, but it don't come easy. It was dirty. But by the time I got out of school, not only was I working there and working in some of the top positions in that place, but I had learned how to run all the lathes, and today that was a great education for me. I mean, I think about these trucks that I got out here, that little one-ton Dodge. Because of what I learned in that machine shop, I hand-built with a lathe and boring machines, built every piece on that truck and put it together. And it's a high lift and a dump truck. Built it myself. Made everything, bushings, wheels, everything, because of the knowledge I gained in that shop. Hey, everything you can learn is good for you. But don't do anything with grumbling and complaining. If you do, God's not going to promote you. You can go through your whole life miserable because you grumble and complain about what He's given you or the trials and tests that He's putting before you. And if you don't grumble and complain, the king will say, okay, I'm going to raise you to a new level. I'm going to give you some more business. I'm going to give you this or whatever. So, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we appeal to such people. No, we command them, settle down and get to work. Or earn your own living. Is that what we're supposed to do? We were commanded. If it's in this book, it's commanded by Jesus. Paul might have been the one that penned that down, but that comes straight from the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit said, we are not to be lazy sluggards, didn't He? Sure He did. Over and over and over, all over the place. Okay, the next couple of verses. And I say to the rest of you, the ones that's not the lazy sluggard, I guess. And I say to the rest of you, dear brothers and sisters, never get tired of doing good. Does that mean you're going to be doing something? Yeah, doing good. Never get tired of doing good. Take note of those who refuse to obey what we say in this letter. Stay away from them so they will be ashamed. Isn't it amazing how many times He told us to not deal with people that won't work? Isn't that amazing? Somebody said, I've never seen that in the Scripture before. But it's in there, isn't it? And not just once. It's in there several other places too. Take note of those who refuse to obey what we say in this letter. Stay away from them. That's pretty clear, isn't it? Stay away from them so they will be ashamed. Wow. If you stay away from them and have nothing to do with them, sooner or later, if they don't go to work, guess what's going to happen? They're either going to starve to death or they're going to hit rock bottom and they're going to start working. If you let them do their own thing, it will drive them to a point where they have to go to work. Every man has to have money from somewhere. He's either got to work for it or he's got to steal for it or he's got to beg for it. One of the two, one of the three. And God tells us not to beg. He tells us to work. Does he not? He sure does. Verse 15 and 16. Don't think of them as enemies, but speak to them as you would to a Christian who needs to be warned. May the Lord of peace himself always give you his peace, no matter what happens. The Lord be with you all. What are we supposed to do? You're supposed to warn those people. You're supposed to talk to them, tell them what they're supposed to do. But you know, so many of those people don't want to hear it. You sit down and try to tell them what to do or give them a business plan or something. I don't need your help. I can do it on my own. Okay. If you don't need my help, the Word of God says, a wise man seeks the counsel of not one wise man, but many wise counselors. I'm not proud. I'm very humble. If I start to do something, I like to ask many people's advice. I know that whenever Dave and I, when we believed that we needed an airplane, I mean, we sought everything. We looked up things on the internet. We spent hours and hours and hours researching which airplanes were the best economically, had the least maintenance, and all these. We didn't just go out and buy an airplane. That wasn't the way we did it. We researched it. And then we bought an airplane. And we were very fortunate. You know, it has worked really well for us. But we didn't do it blindsided. We didn't do it just because we wanted something. We done the research. Now, how many people do you know that do that today? Some people don't do that at all. They just look at something. Oh, look at that new red car. Man, that's perfect. That's exactly what I need. And you go down, you find out that sucker's $45,000. My job, I can't afford that. I can't afford that, but I want that anyway. And so you find some crazy finance company that lets you have it. And then you have to take food away from your family to pay the payments on that stupid car. And then you make payments on it for 6 months or a year, and then you everything else around you falls down. You either lose your home or you lose that vehicle, that car. That wasn't too smart, was it? It wasn't too smart at all.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.